Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you tonight. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. We are grateful that you are joining us on tonight for the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We pray that your day has been well. We pray, glory be to God, that you on today have received the blessings of the Lord. Amen. We pray that you have really, again, taking time out to be with the Lord, taking time out just to tell him that you love him, just to tell him, people of God, that you appreciate him. That is so important. Amen. That is so important, to give God the glory that is due unto him. Amen. So we bless God tonight. We thank God tonight for each of you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Come on in. Come on in, come on in, come on into the network on tonight. Glory to God, just come on in, come on in tonight. Come on in tonight, amen. Listen, I don't know about you, but this prophetic encounter has been just what I needed. And I don't know about you, people of God, but I'm telling you, I have been blessed beyond measure. Amen. I thank God for he has brought deliverance. He's opened our eyes, opened our heart, opened our spirit to be able to hear and to see, amen, the next level. Yes. So we bless God. We thank God tonight. We want to tell you, come on in, come on in. We want to invite you in. If you're in, just come on in, invite somebody, take a moment, send out a text message or two. Send a couple of people out a text. Let them know that we're here. This is night 3 of our prophetic encounter, and we want them to come and be blessed. Have we not been blessed? Yes, we have been blessed. Glory be to God. So tonight, go ahead and invite a couple of people. Send out a couple of text messages. Let them know that we're here. Let them know. Let them know. Listen, when you have something good, you don't want to keep it to yourself. You want to tell somebody. You want to share. Yes, you just want to share. Glory be to God. And I tell you, this prophetic encounter has been good. Yes, it has. So, again, go ahead and take a moment to share. We invite you to come on in. We want to say welcome to all of our listeners, those that are here in the continental U.S., those that are listening in countries abroad, whether you're in the east, the west, the north, the south. Glory to God, wherever you are listening from, we just want to say welcome. We want to give you a hearty welcome. We want to give you a PNN welcome and let you know that we appreciate you tonight. We appreciate you for your coming. We appreciate you. Yes, we appreciate you for stopping by the Prayer News Network Global. We just want to let you know, people of God, tonight as always, let you know that this is a recorded line and that you can get a copy of the recording afterwards. It is absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything, but you can certainly get a copy of the broadcast. Listen, we are all about spreading the word, spreading this good news, spreading this liberating word. That's what we're all about. We're trying to win the loss. We're praying that at some point in somewhere, some island, glory to God, hallelujah, some alley, wherever, as someone is hearing this word at the right time, literally just at the nick of time, and that they're hearing this word, that they're being blessed by this word, that they're coming, that they are coming to, and that they're coming through. Yes, glory to God. We just believe by faith, amen, that someone is being blessed. We believe that. Do you believe that? I believe that. I believe that someone, that people are being delivered. I believe that people are being set free. I believe that people, that their minds are being opened, their spirits being opened. I believe that people are getting answers. They're getting answers. Yes, they're getting answers to their needs. Amen. Those questions that they have in their heart and in their mind, God is giving answers. So we bless the Lord tonight. Again, go ahead and tell somebody, invite someone to come and be a part of the network on tonight. Listen, while you're doing that, go ahead and get your pen and paper. Go ahead and get your pen and paper. Get ready for tonight. Get ready for tonight. This is night three of our prophetic encounter. And you know, people of God, every round goes higher and higher. Every round goes higher and higher. So we bless God tonight. We bless him tonight for what he's about to do. Truly, we believe that the Lord is about to do something great. I believe that. Yes, I believe that. And I believe that you have brought your faith and that you believe it too. So go ahead and again, get your pen and your paper. Get your pen and paper. Invite your everyone to come. Invite. Just don't stop inviting. Invite. Tell them to come on in. Tell them to come on into the network on tonight. Tell them to come on in. Yes, tell them to come in and be blessed. And listen, while you're doing that, I just want to go ahead and acknowledge my leaders on tonight. I just want to acknowledge our leaders, glory to God, esteeming them highly, because we know that we didn't get here just by osmosis. We didn't just get to where we are, but there were mentors, there were fathers, there were mothers in the gospel that helped us to come. There were those that fed us, spiritual food, that now here we are grown and growing, producing. Listen, people of God, producing meat, producing, yes, enabling us to eat meat, to get off the milk now that we're grown, now that we've come to growth and development. Now, here we are being used by the Lord. So just want to acknowledge our leaders. I just want to acknowledge, firstly, our founding father on tonight of the S.C. James Evangelistic Association and its Evangelistic Pentecostal Churches Worldwide, ETC Nation. Want to acknowledge our founding father, the late apostle Dr. S.D. James, giving God thanks and praise for him, thanking him on tonight, thanking the Lord on tonight for our founding mother, Mother Carrie James, giving God praise for her, the first family. Amen. Just thanking him tonight for our senior apostle, glory be to God, all the way out of Trinidad. Thanking the Lord tonight for Dr. Apostle Samuel Huggins James, thanking him for him, elect lady Huggins, thanking the Lord tonight for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina, Lady Tina, thanking him for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr., Mother Taylor, thanking him tonight for all of the leaders that are on the phone, whatever capacity the Lord has you serving in. We just thank God for you. We bless God for you. We thank God for you. Glory to God. Wherever you stand in the body of Christ, we want to thank God for all of our leaders that have come here to the line. We realize we have so many leaders that come to the line just to stop and listen in. We thank God for you as well. Thanking the Lord tonight for our PNN advisors, each and every one of them in whatever capacity they're holding. We thank God for them, amen, of parts of other ministries, but we thank God for them lending their hand to this ministry, this outreach ministry. We bless the Lord for each and every one of them. Thanking him for our prayer warriors on tonight. Glory to God. Thanking God for our scripture reader. Thanking him on tonight for each and every one. We thank God for your prayers. Thank you for your prayers and how you've come, and that you kept, amen, this PNN before the Lord. And here we are now, yes, broadcasting in over 59 countries. At some point, all collectively, over 23 million people. My God, can somebody say to God be the glory? Truly, it is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And we're so grateful. We're so grateful, amen, for the Lord, for the leading of the Lord, amen, for he is truly the head of this line. And we give him thanks, we give him praise, we honor, we glorify him.
Listen, we want to thank God for all of our Facebook listeners. We do realize that there's a large listening audience on our Facebook page. We thank God for those of you that are listening via our Prayer News Network Facebook page and for those that are listening via the new Re-Up Prayer Group 52 page, the prayer group. We thank God for you for listening in. Listen, you're out there on our PNN Facebook page or the Re-Up Prayer Group page. Go ahead and drop us. Let us know that you're listening. Drop us a note. Let us know. Glory to God. Let us know. The Lord leads you. Let us know that you're there. Let us know. Let us know where you're listening from. Just drop in a note. I'm listening from Canada, or I'm listening from Bermuda, or I'm listening from wherever you're listening from. Drop us a note out there and let us know where you're listening from. That would mean so much to us. And we just thank God for you. We just want to let you know we thank God for you for wherever you're listening from. For those of you that are listening via podcast, we thank God for you. For those of you that are listening, amen, via the web, we thank God for you too. Listen, we're trying to plug in, fit in where we can. We're just trying to get this word out. It's not even about the numbers, but it's about the reach ability. We're trying to reach souls for the kingdom by any means necessary. So we give God thanks again. We give God praise for each and every one of you. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord on tonight again for each and every one of you. And people of God, listen, we're not going to hold you long on tonight. Glory to God. We are not going to hold you long. But again, we do want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come. Invite them to come on out to the PNN tonight. Invite them to come on out. Tell them to come on out. Let them know that the Lord has a blessing for them. Let them know that the Lord has a blessing for them on tonight. Amen. Truly, we've been blessed, people of God. We've been blessed. We don't want you to miss this blessing. Glory be to God. We don't want you to miss this blessing. So, again, go ahead and invite somebody. Tell somebody, come on out. Tell them to come on out. Tell them to come on in. Tell them to come on in the room. Tell them, come on in the room. Yes, Lord, tell them to come on in the room. Just let them know that the Lord, again, has a blessing for them, and we don't want them to miss it tonight. Amen? Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, we're not going to hold you. We're not going to hold you long. We're going to give space. We got to give space for the word. Amen, Jesus. Got all of our introductions out of the way. Amen. We want to say a word of prayer to sanctify the line. But listen, we want to give all space to the word. We've got to give all space to the word. Amen. Because it is the word. It is word. Listen, everything is going down but the word. Everything is going down but the word. And we want to give space for the word. Amen. Glory to God. So if you would bring your hearts and your minds in on tonight. Glory be to God. Bring them on in. Bring them on in. Bring them on in. Amen, Jesus. We just want to say a word of prayer on tonight to sanctify. Amen. Listen, we can't go to God any kind of way. No. Psalms 66 and 18 says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. And we want the Lord to hear us, and we want to hear him. So we want our hearts and our minds to be ready. Yes, and this is why we always take time to sanctify the line. Amen. So if you would pull your hearts and your minds in on tonight, glory be to God as we go before the throne of grace tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The song says, bless the Lord with all my soul and with all that is within me, bless his holy, holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, for I will bless the Lord. with all my soul and with all that is within me. Bless his holy. I bless his holy. I bless his holy. Holy name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let's go. Hallelujah. Before the throne of grace. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Come on and just meditate on the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. Let's just give him thanks and give him praise on tonight. Glory to God. Come on, somebody bless him tonight. Come on, somebody bless him tonight. Hallelujah. Come on and glorify him. Come on and adore him tonight. Glory to God, because he alone is worthy. Glory be to God. Only you know what he's been to you. Glory to God. But we bless him tonight. Come on and bless him tonight. Come on and tell him thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Come on and tell him thank you. Glory to God tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you tonight. We thank you for your goodness. Father, we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for who you are. We're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for your loving kindness. We're thanking you, oh God. We're thanking you for all of your tender mercies towards us, your people. And Father, tonight we just come to bless your name. We come tonight, oh God, we've assembled in this place at this time, in this hour. Glory be to God. And we're asking that you would have your way in the midst of us. Father, have your way all over the land. We're asking you tonight, Father, wherever these airwaves are reaching on tonight, Father, we're asking that you will look upon us tonight. Look upon the altars of the hearts of your people tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will sanctify us tonight. Sanctify us, glory be to God. Sanctify us, hey God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you forgive us of sin on tonight. Forgive us of iniquity on tonight. Forgive us, oh God, if we transgress in any way. We're asking you tonight, oh God, to create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would purge us tonight. Purge us, oh God. Cause us tonight, oh God. Cause our eyes to be opened in the precious name of Jesus. Cause our heart to be open towards you on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would breathe upon us. Breathe upon us tonight, oh God. Breathe upon us, oh God, your word. Breathe upon us, oh Moshe, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight, oh God, to touch your people. Father, touch all over the land, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, touch as only you can in the name of Jesus. Father, cause us to rise up. Cause us on tonight. Glory be to God. Cause us to rise up in our spirit. Cause us to rise up, oh God, even as you're speaking unto your people tonight. Father, we're asking that you do it. Father, we're asking you tonight, Father, to meet needs on this line. Father, meet needs, glory to God. Some come for healing on tonight. Some come for deliverance on tonight. Some come for answers on tonight. Father, but we know, oh, glory to God, that you are El Shaddai. Father, you are the answer. You're more than enough. And we're thanking you tonight, oh God, as you look upon your people tonight. Father, meet needs, oh, glory to God, in every area of the lives of your people. So you know what we have need of, oh God, before we even ask. And we're asking you tonight. We're asking you to do a new thing. Do a new thing, oh glory to God, as you beckon for us, your people, to walk in your spirit. As you beckon for us, your people, glory to God, to walk in kingdom. As you beckon for us, your people, glory to God, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Father, create us and make us new. Make us new. Make us a new God. Change minds, change hearts on tonight. A revived spirit, oh God, to restore souls on tonight. And we give you thanks, we give you praise.
Glory to God. Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. We honor, we glorify you on tonight in that precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking that you do what you will in that precious name, oh God. And we do bind the hand of the enemy. We bind the very works of the enemy now in the precious name of Jesus. We bind his work. Satan, we say the blood of Jesus. We say the blood of Jesus is against you now. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus is against you now. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you for victory on tonight. We thank you, oh God, that you've given us victory, overcoming power in thy precious name, oh God. We thank you tonight, oh God, for causing us to sit in heavenly places. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Father, now we say you have the right of way tonight in every area. Father, touch the speaker tonight. Touch the man of God on tonight. Strengthen, glory to God, strengthen his body, oh God, for the anointing, oh God, to deliver your word unto your people. And for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. For this we do give you all glory. For this we do give you all honor for what you've done on tonight, for what you've already done, for which already is declared in the earth. We thank you now. We thank you. We praise you. We bless you on this night. We glorify you, oh God. In the precious name of Jesus. And for this we thank you. For this we praise you. For every blessing, every sign, every wonder, every miracle tonight, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We do give you glory now. We in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory to God. Every heart on tonight, say amen, amen, amen. Somebody tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. We bless him again. We bless him again. We glorify him. Glory to God. We glorify him. Glory to God for all that he's done. People of God, do you know it's already done? Do you know that it's already done? Glory be to God. It's already established. It's already settled in the heavens on tonight. Glory to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. And our scripture reading, our scripture reading will be coming from Romans, the 8th chapter. Romans, the 8th chapter. Amen. Starting at verse number 14. Starting at verse 14. Romans 8, starting at verse number 14. Glory to God. And the scripture reads, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Cause the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know, glory be to God, for we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And now, and not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Verse 24, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why does he hope for? Verse 25, but if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Glory be to God. I have read for you, glory be to God, Romans 8,
scripture from scripture 14 to verse 25. Amen. Romans 8, 14 through 25. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reader, the hearer, most of all the doers of his word. Amen. Glory be to God. And here we are. Here we are, people of God, because we are waiting. Amen. We are waiting. Glory be to God. We have expectancy on tonight, and here we have all come, glory to God, to this line, to this prophetic encounter. We're waiting for something. Amen. Glory be to God. We're hoping, glory be to God, for something. We're expecting God to do some great things. Amen. And glory to God tonight, people of God, again, if you have not sent that text message out, Go ahead and send it out, amen, because somebody needs to hear this word. Somebody's life may be depending on this word, amen. Again, this is night number 3. We're so grateful that the man of God, amen, the prophet, glory to God, has availed himself, that God has given him space and time that he can come and bless the people of God here that are listening through these airwaves here at the Prayer News Network Global. We're grateful for that. We don't take it for granted, people of God, but we do count it an honor. Amen. So we're grateful tonight, people of God, coming all the way from Alachua, Florida, by way of Elohim's Revival Center International. Glory be to God. I present to some, and I introduce to others, none other than the man of God, God's mouthpiece for this hour, Prophet Virgil Postel. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you, woman of God. Come on and give God a praise on tonight. We thank God for what he has done and what he is doing and what he's about to do. Amen. We thank God for all of you here. Give God honor and praise for our celestial intercessor, Apostle S.C. James. We thank God for Mother Carrie James. We thank God for our senior apostle, Apostle Samuel Huggins James. Bishop K.E. Tenner, presiding bishop. Thank God for many of you, the pastors and clergy, to my leaders who are probably on tonight. Thank God for you tonight. We bless the Lord for everyone in their respectful places, to the members of Elohim. God bless you. We thank God for this particular body of people, this ministry. Thank God for the angels of this ministry, the staff that it takes to run this particular type of ministry, to reach the nations that it has to reach. We thank God for the woman of God, Evangelist Bradley, on tonight. We honor her. We honor the PNE Network and the staff on tonight. Amen. We bless the Lord tonight for everyone in their respectful places. We honor the Lord for men and women of God. Those that are listening to us on Facebook and other mediums, we thank God for you. May you be blessed tonight for what the Lord truly has in store for us. If you have your Bibles, we're not going to prolong the time, but if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Samuel. Turn with me to the book of Samuel, and we're going to be in Second Samuel tonight. Second Samuel. Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight for all that he is getting ready to do in this place. Amen. Hallelujah. Second Samuel 28. Second Samuel 28. So, I'm going to put a pause on that one. Let's go to 1 Samuel real quickly. Let's do 1 Samuel real quickly, and we'll come back to 2 Samuel 28. Thank you, Jesus. Put a pause on that one and go to 1 Samuel 28, then we'll go back to 2 Samuel 28. All right? Amen. 1 Samuel, the 28th chapter. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to look at the first verse. And we're going to begin reading the first verse to give us a bit of a background. And we're going to drop from verse 1, and we're going to drop down to verse 10. 1 Samuel 28:1. In those days, the Philistines gathered their forces for war to fight against Israel, and Achish said to David, "Understand that you and your men are to go out with me in the army." David said to Achish, "Very well, you shall know that, know what your servant can do." And Achish said to David, "Very well, I will make you my bodyguard for life." Drop down to the 10th verse. And I'm reading from the Amplified version of Scripture. It says, "Then Saul swore an oath to her by the Lord, saying, 'As the Lord lives, no punishment shall come upon you for this.' So the woman said, 'Whom shall I bring up for you?' He said, 'Bring up Samuel for me.' When the woman saw Samuel, she screamed with a loud voice and said to Saul, 'Why have you deceived me? You are Saul.' The king said to her, 'Do not be afraid, but tell me, what do you see?' The woman said to Saul, 'I see a divine superhuman being coming up from the earth.'" And when we look at the King James Version of the Scripture, it says, in the King James Version of Scripture, she said, "I saw God," 13th verse, "and I saw God descending out of the earth, and he said unto her, 'What form is he of?'" In other words, what form is the spirit of? We're still in the spirit, all right? So he said, "What form is the spirit of?" He said, and she said, "An old man cometh up, and he covered with a mantle, and Saul perceived that it was Samuel, and he stooped with his face to the ground and bowed himself. And Samuel said to Saul, 'Why hast thou disquieted me to bring me up?' And Saul answered, 'I am sore distressed, for the Philistines make war against me, and God has departed from me.' And he answered me no more. Neither by prophet nor by dreams, therefore I call you, that thou mayest make known unto me what I shall do." Then Samuel said, "Wherefore then dost thou ask for me, seeing the Lord is departed from thee? What you want with me? God ain't got nothing to do with you. And it is become mine thine enemy." You become an enemy of God and me. He said to him, letting him know further in the text that, listen, you're going to die. Your family is going to die and be with me. Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy, your power and your authority, your spirit, in the essence of your glory tonight. God, we ask you, Father, as we have crossed through the outer courts of the spirit realm and we have made it to the inner courts of the spirit realm. Now, Father, tonight, take us a little closer behind the veil, just an inch behind the veil, not too far, God, but just get us close enough that we see where we're going to the other side. And tonight, God, I pray that you would place this people inside of the ring of fire, the circle of prayer. Band us together in this minute, in this night, oh God, move by your spirit and your power. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, and thank God. As we continue to understand the spirit realm and the work of the spirit realm, we have to understand the legality of the spirit realm. There's a legal way to access the spirit, and there's an illegal way to access the spirit. Now, God made prophets and apostles to be judges. They're responsible for judging and escorting and guiding you and helping you get into the spirit realm, right? Therefore, the church or Christianity, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to probably make some people mad, but that's fine. God still loves you. The church has, Christianity has made it their business. Whether you are a prophet or apostle, sometimes you don't see prophets or apostles caring too much about what you see regular pastors, evangelists, and teachers being involved in when it comes to the spirit realm. There's a lot of things that people speak on in the spirit realm that's above their grade in ministry. You know, in other words, for example, it's just like a teacher. If you are a math teacher, then your job is to teach math. It's not to teach science. You got a degree in math. Teach where you are knowledgeable at. Work your grade until it's perfected. Don't come and work my grade because you don't know how to. And so the issue is that we have in the church is that there are a number of individuals who have criticism, concerns, doubts, or sometimes they have their own individual beliefs about how something should be done or shouldn't be done. However, when we look at the realm of the spirit, God has positioned or postured individuals to ensure safe passage in the spirit. And if these individuals tend to or act out outside of this purity of the interest of the spirit realm, there's also another safeguard or a failsafe, and they're known as seraphims and cherubs. So you got to understand, the spirit realm now is where we function at when it comes to the things of God. We are by far known as three parts, body, we're body, soul, and spirit. But because we are a spirit, the part of us that is spirit must worship God, must do all things in God. That means that we must be connected to him in the spirit, meaning that we must reside in the spirit. There must be an open connection, availability to God in the spirit. Now, remember, I shared with you the other night that there's a difference between being heavenly minded, that you're no earthly good, than being spiritually connected. You can be spiritually connected, which means you are available to him. You're not cut off from him, meaning that God has the right to enter and exit your life and your atmosphere at any time out you resisting, because you have told your flesh that he has the access. Now, when you are heavenly minded, as we discussed last night, that you are always in the clouds. Your mind is always on God. You always want to, it's always God, 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 God. You're out of touch with reality versus being in the spirit, being connected to God spiritually, allows you to be among humanity that you don't be super saved. When you are around humanity and you can work miracles without speaking in tongues. People can be healed without speaking in tongues. People can get delivered without you hollering and screaming. But because you are connected to him in the spirit, you become his tool. Last night, remember, tools and extensions. So you become the tool that God used. He needs a body, a vehicle. I'm going to tell you a story real quick. I have an aunt. She's really a cousin, I believe, but I'm not going to say her name. And so every time he would see her in the store, I mean every time, Minister Bradley is seeing the store, she uttered, I mean in tongues. I mean rolling in tongues. I mean hard down speak. I mean rolling, you name it, from A to Z in tongues. And I was a little boy and would always see her in the store. But once I got saved, I would see her and I would try to avoid her before she saw me, because I understood that that behavior was not what God exemplified or said is about the life of a Christian. That is what he said, that you have no earthly good. You can't have a normal conversation and you all are on the meat counter speaking in tongues. Stand up, get yourself together, pull your bearings together, come out of whatever spirit that is possessing you, and let God use you by his spirit, that you can be effective. Instead of now, you're leaning over the meat counter, you're ineffective. Who can you save? Who can you deliver? Who can you bring out? You can't bring anybody out because you are so heavenly minded that you have become no earthly good. So you got to find what? A balance. And so she didn't have the balance. Now, when you say find a balance, it means that doesn't mean walk away from God. No. Find a balance means let God live in you and stay connected to the realm of the spirit or his spirit. Because remember, spirits are not gendered. Your spirit has a gender because he assigned it one when he put it inside of the shell. But when it goes back to him, it becomes that which what it was before. Oh, bless the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23. Oh, these are the spirits of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. And if I get to 2 Samuel 28, we get to it. If not, we thank God for it. And the very God of peace sanctify you. This is you. Holy. And I pray God your whole spirit, you being a spirit, and a what? Soul. And you have a what? Body. Be preserved blameless under the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Meaning that all three parts of you must be cleansed, must be whole. must be able to be unified unto him that he may access you at his own leisure. The reason why many churches do not grow and do not go beyond their peak, and the reason why many ministries and leaders do not expand beyond their borders, is because they are in God's way. And until you move out of his way, connect with his spirit. So you got to go into him, in the spirit, become one with God so God can be and not you be. Because you're trying to be God while God is trying to be over everything. You cannot do that. You got to let go and go into God and say, God, I'm free in you. And whatever you decide to do, this is your desire, and it shall be fulfilled because I'm going with you. My daily prayer and request before the Lord is, God, I trust you with every fiber of my being. And wherever you're going, I want to go. Whatever you're doing, I want to do. And if your spirit, meaning if you aren't there, because God is his spirit. So if I say if your spirit, that means him. If he, that means if he's not there, then I don't want to be there. And whatever he's not doing, I don't want to do. Whatever he's not in, I don't want part of. But whatever God is in, I know it's blessed, it's covered, and it will prosper. And it will not be held up. Anything that God is in or is not in is held up, delayed, and it does not prosper. If it's our heart desire and he's not in it, sure, we'll get it, but we won't get it when we want it. We'll get it over time. So what do you have to understand about the spirit realm? Now, there's a whole lot of strange behavior that goes on in the spirit world. See, not just the realm of the spirit world. We've got a whole community going on out here. So what do we understand about the spirit realm? So Matthew 7 and 15. Beware of false prophets. Beware of those who are in the spirit realm, who are using mockery tools, witchcraft to harm, hurt, destroy, cause slowful growth, curse, bind people. Beware of false prophets. These are false. A false prophet is a false teacher. But before you know it, we're not talking about just prophets themselves. We're talking about teachers. To beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing. I can help you solve your problem. I can help you get clear of it. I can help you open this door. But by what means and by what spirit are you invoking? But inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not good, not forth good fruit, is hewn down, cut down, and cast into the fire, is destroyed. Wherefore, by their fruit shall ye know them. So what is the fruit? So your spirit, in the spirit realm, there's fruit. There's fruit. So you don't just have a spirit or just walk in the spirit, but there's fruit. There's some fruit now, that certain way. And because it's supposed to look a certain way, it's supposed to behave a certain way. It's supposed to act a certain way. It's supposed to be a certain way. Pastor, leader, members, ministers, teachers, prophets, evangelists, apostles, deacons, deaconess, elders, whatever your rank and role and position is, you know, celebrated deacons, bishops, they call them. Let's look at this. Galatians 5. But the, Bible 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is, this is what it is, love, joy, bearing, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. So, forbearing, patience, self-control, temperance. If we should know them by the fruit that they bear, you should be able to bear what? I'd be identified by the fruit of the Spirit. Your behavior. What do you use to do the will of God? Or what spirit motivates your behavior? Huh? So this means now you cannot have an ill will controlling manipulative behavior and call it God. Religious spirit does not give you a pass to be illegal in the spirit realm.
Oh, God.
That means that being religious means that you have an opinion about things that are not scriptural. That's just your opine towards it. So it's just like the church, and I'm going to lose a whole lot of y'all right now. It's just like the church and say, you know, they around here wearing lime green lipstick and eyelashes and all this stuff and pink wigs and purple hair and short dresses and pants and all of this stuff going on. But I want you to look at the tea leaves. Yeah, I said tea leaves because that's what it's going to take for you. Because you are none people that know the scripture and ain't going to believe it's written in there, even though it's in them. Because the scripture plainly tells you to mind your own business. Oh, yeah, there's a scripture in there that tells the saints that always worry about what somebody else is doing to mind their own business. It says, work out your own soul and salvation with fear and trembling. Is that ever more clear to tell you to mind your own business? Or as the old folks would say, M-Y-O-B. If somebody's yellow hair, green hair, purple hair, nails, and all kinds of stuff upsets you, men or women of God, what about that dye you use to get rid of that gray, men and women of God? What about that dye you use to paint on those, paint that line across your forehead, men of God, when you go to the Bible, or help fill in those gaps in your beard and your mustache? Falsehood. What about the wigs that the women of God wear?
Oh, God.
Falsehood. So if we're going to talk about syntheticism, which is the wigs that other people wear, who we quote-unquote call sinful, then what about the syntheticism on our heads? We have to come out of our flesh because it is not God's desire, because God cares less about all of that. He's judging you because of your heart. He's judging because of the deeds and actions in your flesh. And while you are putting your mouth to them and saying that, oh, okay, well, they're doing this, the Bible reminds you, judge you not unless you be judging the same as you meet. This is why hell breaks loose in our homes, leaders. You know why I'm going here. This is why our household is out of control. Our children are rebellious because we judge everything around us but that which we should be judging in our own space. What spirit are you using? Come out of here. I got to come out of this. Psalms 133. So last night we talked about the extensions. We talked about how extensions work. We are, because we are a spirit and we come out of God, God pushed us out of his spirit, and we are spirit and we were released into a body with a soul, right? So therefore we are still spirit because we are part of him. We belong to him. We are him. We are just the extension of God in the earth realm. Now, there are purified and unpurified vessels that operate in earth realm. Now, there's a lot of people who condemn that which they know not of, or reason why. Some things are cultural differences in religion that causes people to use extensions to their faith, just as certain people use extensions to their faith. Now, every religious system uses an extension to do the will of God. I don't care how you put it, how you like it, how you don't like it. Every religious system uses an extension to their God or their deity to do the work of the kingdom. Every one of them. But guess how many of them judge the other for using their extensions? One. Christianity judges everybody else for using their extensions, when in fact extensions started with them. Psalms 133 and 2. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even on the Aaron's beard,
that went down to the skirts of his garments. Now, John 14, we're talking about what? Now, oil, the anointing running down. So, well, in other words, we talk about the anointing. How we get the anointing of God, it flows down from what? Aaron's been in every church. So we are anointed because we are connected. Now, today, the Lord said you can't see the oil, but the oil is there because it is connected to me. And because you came out of me, you're an extension of me, thing that runs off of me. Because the oil runs from my head, my beard, and my skirts down, it runs down on essentially you. The oil hits you. Amen? So John 14, verse 11. Believe me that I am in the Father. Here we are, Jesus, taken up by the Spirit, his Spirit. I am in this Father. I came from him, so I'm back in him. And the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. For verily I say unto you, he that believeth and believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also in greater works. Then these shall he do because I go unto my Father. Now, we discussed this last night, but now we're going to where in the sentence. We're going to show you tonight the importance of the extension. We're going to show you tonight the importance of the extension. Why is it important that God gave us tools? He gave us tools. Acts 19. And we're behind the witches and they're upset right now. Acts 19. Oh, the devil's mad. Acts 19, chapter 11, verse. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Watch this. So Paul now used handkerchiefs, aprons. He used them to heal people. Tool. It is an extension. Tool is an extension. Now let's look at the Amplified verse, which says, so God was doing extraordinary and unusual miracles by the hand of Paul, so that even the handkerchiefs or face towels or aprons that had touched his skin were brought to the sick, and their diseases left them, and the evil spirits came out of them. So what does this mean? It's an extension. Remember what we did last night with the towel, the sheet, the blanket, and the pillowcase? Remember that? Where God has you to take the towel, the sheet, the blanket, and the pillowcase, and in your hand it begins to declare what it was that you wanted the Spirit of God in you to do in this towel, with this towel, with the blanket, the sheet, and the pillowcase. You are what? Being able to use, beginning to use your tool. The towel is a tool. It's a tool. Those blankets, aprons, they were tools. They were extensions of Paul's anointing, extensions of Paul's ministry. So in other words, whether Paul was there in the midst, all Paul did was do what Jesus did with Jairus' daughter. All he did was send his Spirit to do the job. I wish y'all could see this. So what is intercession? Intercession is the same thing. We are in one local place, circle of prayer, EPC. We do the circle of prayer in one place and one body, many hours throughout the day, the circle of prayer, 3 a.m., 6 a.m., just many hours, the hours of prayer. What are we doing? Intercession stands between the problem and the answer. Your flesh can't do that, but do it with your spirit. And because you have to do it with your spirit stands in the gap and it travels. And it goes and it touches. It lays hands. It heals. It delivers. You see, when you connect in the circle, you begin to unify the body. We are, oh God, we are one body but many members. But with the yes, God, when the members connect and rock together, it becomes one. body of people. And because you have a whole body, the body can pick itself up and begin to walk in the spirit to begin to accomplish that which it is needed to accomplish. That's why circles of prayers are so important, because when we come together, we are praying as one body. Pieces of God's spirit, not just vessels of God's spirit that's moving through the earth. But we become unified and become, as the scriptures say, as God in the earth, one body moving. And we are creating miracles, and we are delivering the breakthroughs and the blessings. That's why it's so important to have ourselves on one accord. Prayer is not just we get together and pray. Prayer is about walking in the spirit. It has nothing to do with a conversation. It's about stepping out of your flesh and moving over into the spirit. That's why a lot of us keep repeating the same prayer. That's why we keep getting the same people in the prayer. We keep praying the same thing over and over again, over and over, and there's no negotiation. Oh, we still see something. We see a little bit of break in there. We see a little break in deliverance there. But we've got to come out of our flesh. And once we lose the flesh, when we step into Romans where it says that the spirit, that we know not what to pray, but the spirit makes intercession for, that's when we connect with God, into God, and we begin to plead the cause in tongues. We begin to speak in heavenly language. Just like Apostle told us, he told us these words when he was teaching about the spiritual gifts, that there was a tongue that we do not know, but it goes into the ears and the heart, the mind of God, and it moves him. It's one that we cannot interpret, but it's the language of the King. And that's what God wants the body of Christ to understand, to take these things into the spirit of God. Bring them into me. Come with it. And I'll give you your breakthrough. I'll give you your deliverance. I'll give you your miracle right now, because you've come into me. And so we are the body of Christ, understanding that we have to walk in the spirit of God, maintaining the function of who we are flesh-wise in the earth, feeding ourselves, nurturing ourselves, but being able to connect to God in the spirit. Many of you know that the Spirit of God is available and open. And because he said that God is a spirit, and they that worship him as in spirit and in truth, there is no other way to point it. You are his spirit trapped inside of a body. And the only way to see a manifestation is you got to do it in the spirit. Stop fighting in your flesh. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, palaces, rulers of darkness in high places. Where are these rulers of darkness? Where are these high places? They're in the spirit. And we got to come out of the flesh and go into the spirit. See, you can tell people who are in the spirit. Because you're on the phone with somebody, and all of a sudden they just go in. You can tell people who walk in the spirit with God. They go over having a conversation with you, and they be just talking, and all of a sudden the power of God just sweeps over them, and they're just going off in tongues. They ain't being deep. Because they know how to connect to the spirit. They know how to stay in the Didiaman soul. Yes, God. In the spirit. They know how to sit the Behoba Sataya. They know how to stay Tabandian Novahoshe. They know how to stay in the spirit. They know how not to sever the connection. Because I am a spirit. And I need the spirit that I came out of in order to be sustained in this earth. If I disconnect from the spirit that I came out of, then he disconnects from me. And there's no unity, and there's no voice, there's no conversation, there's no manifestation, and my prayers are null and void. I got to stay connected. I got to stay connected to the spirit. Because in the spirit, I grab strength. In the spirit, I grab whole shine. Yes, God, I grab holiness and righteousness. In the video, Mahasi. Hey, Shandididiobashataya. Yes, Lord, I'm able to grab hold to the horns of God. Oh, God, I can move past grabbing hold to the horns of the altar then, and I can grab hold to God, and I can hold on to him and don't let him go, because he'll hold me. I don't have to fight with a manifestation, because in the spirit I'm not trapped by time. See, God want to teach you how to go in and come out. 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 But watch this. Go in with what you need locked in your heart and come out with your manifestation. You don't believe it's possible. You believe that you got to wait 60 days and 90 days and 30 days for it to come to pass. The Lord had to show me something Minister Brandon, he was showing me this new place by the Spirit Ring. PNN, he told me, he said, you got to go into the Spirit. The first night, I shared it. And I went to a funeral, and the next day, and I'm sitting on the platform. I came into church, and the Spirit of the Lord was all over me. Walked into the building, and it was all over me. I just couldn't. Spirit was just moving. And I just couldn't keep still. And my flesh was going one way, and my spirit was going the other. And I sat down, and I kept hearing the Lord just like a beat drum, just like a drum beating. It's got to be done in the Spirit. It's got to be done in the Spirit. It's got to be done in the Spirit. And every time it was said that the wave of God was hitting me. And all of a sudden, I began to go into travail in the Spirit behind my mask, and I forgot where I was at. And before I knew it, I was gone. And I had to pull myself back together, and I kept going in and going and coming and going and coming and going and coming because I kept going and going because what he was doing to me, he was bringing me into the place of power. He was pulling me into a place of authority. Come on, somebody. We have power and authority while we're in the earth realm, but once you get in the Spirit realm, you're going to walk in the Spirit realm of God. There is no need to ask for power and authority because you're connected to the power and authority. And every time you go in, you get a taste of that. He'll bring you out. He'll push you in. He'll bring you out and put you in. But every time you go in, there's a taste of it. And my spirit began to quicken. And all of a sudden, I felt my spirit get up because it got too much for me. And I got to see my spirit run across the stage and begin to lay hands on people, people what we call spiritual shots. Shoot them up in the Holy Ghost. And this lady got up and sung a song. And before she got to singing the song, I was overtaken. I was sitting by the minister there, the bishop that was preaching, and the prophetess that was emptying. My spiritual son was on the other side of me. Four people in the pulpit. And the wave of God came through the house like a magnitude of unknown presence and shook the foundation. The choir stand was speaking in tongues. I mean, at a funeral, people snotting, slumped over, can't move because he was doing it in the Spirit. And that's what God is saying now. If you let me come in, I do it in the Spirit. If you let me come in, I do it in the Spirit. You can prepare every message you want to prepare, but if you let me come in, I do it in the Spirit. I'll disrupt your services. I'll disrupt your prayer time. I'll slump you over and tilt your back and make you weep and wail and show you that I am greater than all that you've been trying to do on earth because I want you to understand that I'm trying to do it in the Spirit, and I need you to come closer to me. I need you to draw closer to me because I'm doing it in the Spirit. And so today, I was walking. It started last night, after last night's service. I was on the call with a woman of God, and I'm almost done. I was on the call with a woman of God, and I had my hand open, and I was just swinging my hand, and I happened to grab hold to some feathers in my hand. I could feel them, but I couldn't see the angel, but I know I had the angel wing. And I let it go because it shook me. I said, what is that? And so today, I'm walking the dog at an eight. And got stuff, you know how you're eating, you got a little stuff in your rock and your bending, so you got to go walk. So I'm walking, and I happen to walk, and I seen this tall angel walk past me. And I said, well, what is that? Yeah, well, God. And that's because now we're no longer in the same place we once were. We stepped over into the Spirit, and as I was sitting there tonight, I began to question the Lord. I said, God, what is going on? What is happening now? What is this now? He said, because you have been taking the people into the Spirit. You've been showing them the importance of the Spirit. You have stepped over into another place in the Spirit, another realm of the Spirit. And if the people of God grasp hold to what I'm trying to tell them, I'll bring them into the place where they'll see angels. I'll bring them into the place where I remove the scales off of their eyes because he said, I want to show them some things. But they've got to come up higher, come over into the Spirit. You got to come into the Spirit, into the mind of God. Beyond the flame of his eyes, into the Spirit, so that God can look at you and say, it is good. Over into the Spirit. Over into the Spirit. Even now while the veils are open in the Spirit realm for you to come to give your life to Christ, tonight you can come give whatever you need from God. It's here. There's angels. The God, the angel of the Lord is in this place where I'm at now in the church. Standing in you. Standing gone. Have not moved. Whatever you need tonight, salvation and deliverance is yours. Healing in your body is yours. Milk and milk is yours. Don't come to me for money because I'm looking for your spirit. I'm trying to connect you to the source that you can pull out what you want, that you don't have to go to the prophet and ask the prophet for a doctor to pray your miracle, that you can go to God for yourself and pull it out of there because we're all spirit and we're his spirit, that we are inside of a vessel. And if we are all spirit, we need our spirit to be connected to his spirit to get manifestation. Towels and hankies and bottles of water. I don't care if you use a feather. If he tell you to grab a feather, use it, because it's an extension of his spirit. The Bible says he can find the wise and the foolish things in the world. We have to stop letting people tell us that they don't believe what God has told us. You don't owe them nothing. You don't have to prove nothing to them. They are not God, and they have no heaven or hell to put you in. You obey God and do what he says, because what he's going to use you to do is save lives, and only the religious will be left behind. You stay caught up in eyebrows and thighs and nails and all this. Stay caught up in all of that. You stay right over there. And while you're staying over there, you're going to wonder why there's a revival going on and the Spirit of God moving in the earth. Sure, many of you are going to say, there ain't nothing but the devil over there. God ain't in that fight because you ain't in it. And we've got to stop judging stuff because we're not a part of it, because we don't understand it. Get on your face and get in the Spirit and find out what God has called you to do. Find out what he's called you to do. He's called you to do something. And minding somebody else's business is not one of them. Called you to do what you called to do. And your work is slacking because you're worrying about somebody else's own house. Lift up that rug you keep sleeping mess on and hide and clean it up. Clean up your mess. Clean up your lives. Pastors, leaders, deacon, I don't care what your position is. You could be the most famous person in the church. You better clean it up too. Because even our very righteousness is filthy rags. We got to stop being hateful and mean and nasty and sour patches because we're unhappy with our own selves. Take your unhappy self to God and lay it on the altar and get it in the Spirit. But tonight, if you want to be whole, tonight, if you want to be restored, tonight, if you say, man of God, whatever it takes, by any means necessary, I want to go in the Spirit. I want to go in the Spirit. If you want to be saved tonight, hear me when I say this. I'm doing the call of salvation first. If you want to be saved, I mean if you are not saved, never been saved, never known God as your Savior, if you're a backslider, both y'all two come. Come on. Press star 6 and come to the platform. If you ride that barbed wire fence, you're going to fall off either on the left or the right, heaven or hell. As you pray God, will you fall in the right place? But if you need help making a decision tonight, come on. Those of you halt between opinions, between who you're going to serve and who you're not going to serve, come on. Come on over. Those of you, come on tonight. For star 6 to come to the platform, because he's doing it in the Spirit tonight. He's doing it in the Spirit. It ain't about a rush. It ain't about delay. But before we go to the next place in God, God wants to make sure that you're clean. Make sure you got it. Make sure you're ready. Make sure you're prepared. Because everybody want power. Everybody don't go to the next level. But your soul ain't right. Your spirit is nasty. Come on, somebody. You got to get it together. Because he's trying to take us from us. He's trying to take us from us. And I can open the door all day long to bring you. But the seraphims and the chairs will not let you pass. I can stand on the other side of the portal of the gate and say, come on. And you'll say, man of God, I can't because the swing of swords are fire. That's why you got to get yourself clean. Because we're going further in now. We're going into the heart of God. He will lock us in the Spirit. This time, don't you come out for nothing. Leaders and pastors, don't you teeter around. Go in the power that you go in your church. And the power of God, slay people. Just because you walk in the room, because you went into God. That's what God is trying to bring us with us. Dead is raised.
when you go to a funeral, no matter how long they've been embalmed, that God restore everything that's in them, make them whole, create a miracle. I serve a God like that. I don't think y'all hear me. I serve a God like that. If he can go and raise a dead man out of the grave and he come out with his grave clothes on, I serve him. And I believe him with my life. And I know he'll do it. I know he'll do it. People ask me, man, I don't see how, God just used you because I let go. It's not my business. I'm vehicle. Drive me. If you drive me over a cliff, I'm fine because I'm with you. I'm with you. We in this together. We in it together. I'm crazy enough to believe God. When this world is on fire and I'm standing in the flames, that God is still God. I trust him with my life faith. If you want to be saved tonight, press star 6 and come to the platform. Woman of God, is anybody on the platform tonight? He's doing it in the spirit.
No one is on the platform.
Yeah, it's good.
Mm-mm.
If you want prayer tonight, you need prayer tonight. Prayer tonight. Listen. If your child or cousin, niece, nephew, whatever it is trapped into the LGBTQ plus IAZB, whatever it is, community, I want you to come to the platform because there's another name that's coming to their group. And it's going to be more attracting and alluring to heterosexual swingers and whore, these people that are caught in the spirit of whoredom, that it's going to attract them to believe they are gay when they're not. Listen to me. Pansexuality is the belief that you can date anybody, whether it's effeminate or it's a woman dating a feminine man, a man dating a strong, studdish man, woman. And he can be a man that loves to be pegged or y'all know what I'm saying, praise God. A man that loves to be penetrated, all those things. Listen, it's heterosexual sex, but it's perversion. Because it's to make you, it's the spirit that's attached to it. It's the spirit that's attached to it. I met a young lady when I was a host on Bego years ago, a couple years ago. And she came on, she said she was a pansexual, and I asked her, I said, what's that? It was new to me. I didn't know what it was. She said, it's part of the LGBTQI. That's okay, well, explain it to me. And she told me, she said, well, I don't have a preference. I date a gay man or a straight man or a gay woman or a straight woman. I said, so what do you call the relationship that you were if you date a gay man? She said, well, he could be a gay man that likes men or whatever. And I said, well, how would you call that gay in that heterosexual relationship? She said, no, it depends. I said, no. I said, you need to put the pots and pans back under the counter because that is heterosexuality. I said, I don't care what spirit is attached to him if he's not living the lifestyle. If he's with you and you are saying that you are pansexual because he is gay, that is where the confusion comes in. Do you see that? The seeds of the confusion. And the enemy to tie their minds up and bind their minds to this world, making people believe something that they're not. So how do you believe that you are gay when you're heterosexual, when you're a woman that is dating a man? That's heterosexuality. Okay. That is you dating the opposite sex. See the inversion of the enemy coming in to twist even the most of heterosexual space places, twisting it, all because he's either androgynous or he is an effeminate man. And because she is a woman who's dating a feminine man, she's like, well, he's gay and I'm gay, and so we pansexual. So this means you're pansexual, you have a sex together, and say, yeah, no ma'am. That's heterosexuality. See what the enemy is doing. Perverting, Lord have mercy, perverting the mindset of the people. Taking that which is right and making it seem wrong. Or changing it in its appearance to make it more adaptable and accessible to those that want to do wrong. The spirit of mind twisting, corruption of the thought process, binding the mind,
But we bring it down tonight. And your children and nieces and nephews and grandchildren shall not be twisted up in their minds.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. We overthrow the idea of it, the concept of it. And we bind pansexuality even now out of your family, out of your children and nieces and nephews. You will not be a pansexual, but you'll be heterosexual, because the Lord from the third dimension released your spirit into a male or female body. You shall be that which he's called you to be, male or female, woman or man. Come to the platform. Press star 6. Come on and give God praise tonight. Let's start this. We love you, Lord, tonight. We're going to be praying for Roderick tonight and his children, praying that the Lord will overturn some things and grant him full custody of his children. Amen. For a young man that I know, who's fighting for custody of his children. His baby mom is promiscuous, and he has little girls, and she has a pimp that comes in and out of our house, and we don't want the daughter to be turned off over to the spirit of perversion. So we pray for them tonight. I need all the saints. We're going to bring them into a circle, into the circle of prayer tonight. If you don't know that the circle of prayer is one of the strongest elements of prayer, it is because it's the body. The body. It's the body of God. We form and shape a full body in the spirit realm when it's the circle of prayer. That means that we walk as him in the earth and we see results. We see manifestation because it is us touching not only God, but we're standing between the gap and the problem. And may anybody else tonight, anybody want prayer, press star 6. Oh, we love the Lord tonight. She's doing it in the spirit, thanks. Doing it in the spirit. Star 6, is anybody on the platform, Minister Bradley? Yes, ma'am.
Lord, this is Sister Betty. I'm requesting prayer on Dana Thompson. He's going into surgery because he broke his back years ago. And so I'm asking the saints to pray for him, but most of all, pray for his soul.
Yes, ma'am. Anybody else tonight? Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else tonight? Anybody else need prayer? Pastors, leaders, you need prayer tonight. I challenge the men and women of God to start giving hankies and aprons, anointing them to pray on them. Release your spirit in it. Tell that what you wanted to do. And believe that it shall do it. And it will do it. Believe it. And it shall be done. Anybody else want prayer? We're going to close it off. Mr. Brad, anybody on the platform? Anybody on the platform, woman of God?
There is someone on the platform. Caller, take your phone off of mute. You're already on the platform. Take your phone off the mute, off of mute, and we should be able to hear you. We
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Man of God, I would like for you to pray for my ministry. It's this Felicia.
Yes, ma'am. That's true.
I'm starting a ministry. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You started your ministry?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I started the church. God church.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. So, anybody else?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I would like to pray for you to pray for me for strength.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I will. What's your name?
Aslan.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I will definitely be seeing you for it.
Thank you.
Amen. Anybody else tonight? Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? Thank you, Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else tonight? Anybody else? Amen. Amen. Minister Bradley, is there anybody else on the platform?
No, sir. There's no one that's on the platform at this time.
Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy, your power and your authority on tonight, God. We thank you for what you've done on tonight, God. We bind every spirit of backlash and retaliation on tonight, Father. God, we pray and lift up Roger unto you now and his children, oh God. You see what he's facing, God. Father, you see, God, the danger that the children are in, Father. And so, God, we overthrow and overturn every demonic assignment, oh, God, every spirit, oh, God, that caused him to slip back into a lifestyle that he doesn't need to. Father, we disrupt it. We overthrow it, God. We disallow it, God. We pray, God, that everything will shift in his favor. God, expose the hand of the enemy as it pertains to his baby mom, oh, God. Expose the wickedness and deceitfulness that's going on concerning his daughters, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, expose, oh, God, the unsafeness. Oh, God, expose the unhealthy atmosphere they're living, oh, God. Expose it now by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost. Lord, we lift up, oh, God, those, oh, God, who come to the platform one by one, name by name, oh, God, tonight, oh, God. You see, God, those that need strength, direction, coverage, oh, God, for their ministry, oh, God. Father, we pray healing in these bodies, oh, Father, by your power and your authority, even now, God. We pray, God, now, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that you will stand, oh, God, and cover your people this hour under your blood, oh, God. Father, bind the will of the enemy and bring his works to naught. Now heal your people, oh, God. Those under the sound of my voice, heal, set free, and deliver, oh, God. Overturn every evil and wicked device. Overturn every evil and wicked method, oh, God, by your power and by your authority, God. Come in, oh, God, by swift witness tonight. Father, we decree and declare victory. We decree and declare, oh, God, that you're moving by your glory tonight. Father, you're doing it in the spirit tonight, God. We bless your name, Master. Oh, God, that you would heal tonight, that you would deliver tonight, oh, God, those, oh, God, that did not ask for prayer. God, cover them under your blood. Those, oh, God, that are under the sound of my voice, oh, God, heal, oh, God, in the household. Move by your power and your authority, oh, God. Bind the will of the enemy, God. Shut out every demonic attack, oh, God. Every spirit of addiction, God. Cancel it now, Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We pray for Zacchaeus Moody tonight. Cover God in your blood. We bind the will of the enemy tonight. In the name of Jesus, we speak life out of the heart. We speak life out of the heart. We speak life over his life. Life over his life.
Yes. We bind danger seen and unseen, known and unknown. We bind the wicked hand, even now, Father. In the name of Jesus, overthrow the will of the enemy, God. Overthrow the will of the devil tonight. We give you life, oh Father.
Yes,
breathe life, Father. Breathe life. Come on, child. In the name of Jesus, we thank you now, Master.
We thank you, my master.
Who glory, Asha?
For your glory and for your power. With his will, not thy will, Master. Not thy will, Master, O God, but thy will be done.
Yes, Lord.
Not my will, God.
Yes, Lord.
Thy will be done, O Shia, the Hassan.
Yes, Lord.
No, O Shia, my hand. Not my will, but thy will be done, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Over the ghost. I say we thank you now, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you now, Master. For your spirit and your soul. We thank you, Jesus, for the spirit of God tonight. We give praise, honor, and glory now in Jesus' name. And the people of God said amen and bless God into the hands of Minister Bradley on tonight.
Amen. Amen. Come on, people of God. Give God praise on tonight. Glory to God. Come on. Come on and give him praise on tonight.
All participants are unmuted.
Glory to God. Come
Hallelujah.
On and open your mouths and give him praise
Hallelujah.
On tonight. Glory to God. Come on and
it's
praise
he.
Him. Glory to God. Come on and praise
Hallelujah.
Him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Come on and praise
you,
him.
Lord.
Glory to God. Come on and open up their mouth
thank
on tonight.
You,
glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
thank
God
you.
And give him praise. Give him praise.
Thank
give him praise.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Give him praise.
Thank
hallelujah.
Thank
glory
thank
to God.
You.
Give him praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Almighty.
On tonight. Give him praise. Give him praise.
Thank
you. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Come on.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Come on and open your mouth. Glory to God. Come on and open your mouth.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Free. Glory to God. It's free. It's free. It's free on tonight. It's free. Open your mouth and give it praise. Open your Glory to God. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Come on and give him praise. Hallelujah. Yeah, God. Glory to God. Come on,
the
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless them tonight. Ooh, glory to God. We bless them tonight. We bless them. We bless them. Glory to God. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord tonight. Glory to God. We bless him for this word. Glory to God. This liberating word. This liberating word. Glory to God. This liberating word. Hallelujah for what the Lord has done. Glory to God for what he's done in our spirit tonight. Glory to God for what he's brought us tonight. Glory to God. You got to know that it's already done. It's already done. It's already done. Glory to God for this. We can rejoice. We can give God praise. Glory to God for what he's already done. Glory to God. We thank God tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God tonight for this word. Glory to God. We thank him tonight. My God. Hallelujah. We thank him tonight. Glory to God for what he has done in the earth, what he has done in us. Glory to God. We bless God on tonight. Amen. For again, this prophetic encounter. Amen. This encounter. Amen. And when we have an encounter, that means something has happened. Something has transpired. Glory to God. Something has moved. Something has transitioned. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I tell you, people of God, it's all of that and more. We got to know it. We got to know it. We got to know it. Glory to God. And it's all by his spirit, all by his anointing. Glory to God, by his word on tonight. Glory to God. The Lord has done it for us, people of God. We want you to embrace what the Lord has said on tonight. Embrace the word. Embrace this word. Glory to God. Embrace what God has done. Glory to God. Embrace what God has done in you, people of God, because surely it has happened. Amen. It has already happened. Glory to God. The man of God said to us, glory to God, that he's doing it. It's in the spirit realm now. It's in the spirit realm. Glory to God. It's not in this fleshy realm, glory to God, based on what we think or what we feel or how we, glory to God, what our perception is about it. No. Glory to God, it's by his spirit. Glory to God, it's all by his spirit. It must be done, as the man of God has said, in the spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God tonight, glory to God, that the Lord has pulled us over. He has pulled us over into the spirit. He's pulled us over into the spirit on tonight. Glory to God. And we thank him. Amen. We thank God tonight for the call to come up higher, to come up higher in him, to come up higher in him. Glory to God. To come up higher, to release and let go and let God. Glory to God. And even as the word was going forth, people of God, you know, we know where we are. We know where we stand, glory to God. We know where we are, glory to God. And even as the word of God comes forth, it shows us, glory to God, so that we're not walking, glory to God, in deception. The word of God comes to show us where we are, to show us where we stand. And I tell you, glory to God, even as the word was coming forth, that I'm saying, God, glory be to God, take me higher. I release, glory to God, I release myself. As the song said, I give myself away. Glory to God. I give myself away. Glory to God, to be used by him, to be an extension of the Lord in the earth. Glory to God. And I tell you, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard all that the Lord is going to do in his extension, in his people in the earth. Glory to God. Again, we just admonish you, people of God, to take this word, embrace this word, eat this word. My God, listen, we want to tell you, get a copy of this broadcast. Get a copy. Listen at it again. Glory to God. If you have, amen, just a few more hours, glory to God, that you can give to listen to this word again while it's already fresh in your spirit, get it. Get it and listen to it again. Glory be to God. Amen. Go to sleep with it and listen to it again. Get it in your spirit, people of God. It is imperative that we come up. It's imperative, people of God. Hallelujah. We can no longer stand on the surface, but we really have got to launch out in the deep. We've got to launch out in the deep. Glory be to God. Launch out into the spirit. Really let go
and let God. Amen. And tonight, again, we just want to encourage you to get a copy. Amen, Jesus. Let the word do the work. Let the word do the work. Let us let go and let God. Amen. Get a copy of the broadcast. Do get a copy of the broadcast. We encourage you to get a copy of this broadcast. Amen, Jesus, on tonight. We encourage you to get it and listen to it again and again and again. Glory to God, and let the Lord minister to you. Let him minister to your spirit. Let him minister to you. Glory be to God, because we're being made. We're being changed, people of God. We're being changed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And it's in the spirit. Amen. In the spirit realm. Listen, people of God, we want to tell you we can get a copy. Simply text on tonight. Text 229-529-0914, and that's 229-529-0914. Amen. The other number that you can text on tonight is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. For our international listeners, you can reach out to us on WhatsApp. And that number is 678-608-7234. Again, that's WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Now, listen, our Facebook listeners, don't forget, you can go out, if you have Facebook, you can go out to our PNN page. There we house all of our broadcasts. You can go out and listen as often as you like. Amen. Listen, don't just listen. We encourage you to send a copy. Send a copy to somebody. Send a copy to somebody, people of God. Send a copy to somebody. The word of God says, deep calleth unto deep. There are people that are yearning. There are people that are crying out in their spirit, glory to God, for a word such as this. There are people that are yearning to come up higher in God, don't know how to get there, don't know how to get there, amen, but they feel the call and they feel the tug of God to come, to launch out, glory to God. And this word, glory be to God, will certainly, amen, be the catalyst to get them, glory to God, in the direction that they will go. It will lead God and direct them, glory to God, to help them. Glory to God, that they can walk, that they can come, amen, to the Spirit, to walk in the Spirit, to be the Spirit of God in the earth. Amen. Glory be to God. So go out to our PNN page. There, again, we house all of our broadcasts. Go out also to the new ReArk Prayer Group 52. We house the broadcast there as well. And then for those of you who do not have Facebook, you can certainly Google Prayer News Network. Once you Google it, you can certainly get it there. Go out, you can listen, and you can also listen for those of you that like podcasts. You can listen via podcast as well once you Google Prayer News Network. Also, don't forget, those of you that are listening via blog radio, you can certainly go out to our Radio 6. PNN Prayer News Network Radio 6 page, and you can listen there. You will find all of our broadcasts as well. So, people of God, we're on a mission. We are on a mission to save the lost at any cost. Amen. God is calling his people to come up higher. God is calling us to a higher place in him. He's calling us, people of God, and we are just so grateful to be able, amen, Jesus, to have this platform that people can come to and hear the word. Hear the word, be blessed. Hear the word, grow. Hear the word, be set free. Hear the word and be saved. Amen. Glory to God. They don't even have to wait until the doors are open. Amen. The doors of the church are open. They don't even have to wait. Glory to God. They can come out. Amen. It may be in the midnight hour, and the Lord may be calling them, maybe tugging them, maybe 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, glory to God, and they can turn over and have access to the word at whatever time God desires to speak to them. Amen.
So we are grateful to the Lord for providing this platform. Man of God, we thank God for you for availing yourself in the service of the Lord on tonight. My God, we thank God for you. We bless you on tonight. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you on tonight. Glory to God. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord cover you. May he strengthen you. Glory be to God. As you lead, glory to God, his people, as you go higher, that the people will go higher. In the precious name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you for your blood covering. We thank you for being a shield now. In the precious name of Jesus, we bind the hand of the enemy. We bind the works of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we forbid any kind of backlash. We forbid it now. In the name of Jesus, we forbid any kind of reformation for whatever plan, whatever the plot the enemy had planned, but we destroy it now. Glory to God. We destroy it. Glory to God. We destroy it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, by the name of Jesus, we destroy it. We speak and we declare it and we decree it so in the precious name of Jesus. And it is so. And, Father, we thank you. We bless you now. We thank you for your covering. We thank you for your fresh breath upon the man of God now. In the precious name of Jesus, restore virtue unto him. Restore virtue. Restore virtue unto him in the precious name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you for this chosen vessel. We thank you, we bless you, we honor, we glorify you now for meeting his every need, his every desire, everything that he has need of. Father, we're thanking you for now, glory to God, for the manifestation, for the coming forth in thy precious name, Jesus. We thank you now. We forbid backlash again of the enemy. We decree it, and so it is, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Somebody say amen. 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 Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Listen, people of God, we want to let you know we got one more night. We got one more night of this prophetic encounter. One more night of this prophetic encounter. We don't want you to miss it. Amen. We don't want you to miss it. We say one more night. Listen, we don't know what the Lord may say. The Lord may say continue. But whatsoever he say, wheresoever he leads, glory to God, we shall certainly follow. Amen. Man of God, we thank you again. We bless you again. We appreciate you so much. Glory to God. Amen. We appreciate you for availing yourself to come and speak to nations. Nations. Ha. Yes, sir. Nations all over the world. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. God bless you. God bless you. People of God, listen, we would like to bless the man of God. Amen, Jesus. We would like to bless him. We would like to, amen, Jesus, open up the opportunity or give you the opportunity to be able to bless the man of God, to be able to bless him, amen, Jesus, if the Lord so leads. Glory be to God. Certainly he's worthy. He's worthy. The workman is worthy of his hire. I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you. Glory be to God. So if you would like to, glory to God, sow into the man of God, amen, to sow into his ministry, amen, Jesus, for such a word, for such a time of him availing himself to the Lord, amen, Jesus, we will certainly give you his Cash App number. Amen, Jesus, man of God, if you could give them the Cash App numbers if you want to do it tonight or if you want to wait until tomorrow night or whenever the Lord so leads, just let us know. Glory to God. So whatever the Lord say, that we will do. Amen. So at this time, we're going to release the platform back to you, man of God, for other words and for the dismissal and blessing of the line. God bless you, sir. Praise God.
Hey, God bless you, Minister Bradley.
Okay.
Go ahead, woman of God. You can go.
Okay, listen, people of God. Listen, if you would like to, listen, whenever the Lord amen, moves upon you to be a blessing to the man of God, amen, you don't have to wait till the time of the broadcast. If he moves upon you at any other time, you can be a blessing. Amen. You can be a blessing. Listen, and his Cash App number,
His Cash App number is $IAmDrPostel. $IAmDrPostel. P-O-S-T-E-L-L. Again, that is $IAmDrPostel. Dr. D.R. Postel, P-O-S-T-E-L-L. Amen. So whenever you want to give, whenever you want to be a blessing, whenever the Lord is unctioning you, glory be to God, whatever amount, amen, Jesus, glory to God, whatever amount the Lord lays on your heart, we want you to be a blessing. Amen. Glory be to God. So we'll certainly put this out as well on tomorrow night. But we want to be a blessing. We want to be a blessing, amen, to the people of God. We want to certainly start moving in a new direction. God is doing great things here, amen, at the PNN. So we want to move in according to what the Lord is saying. God bless you tonight. Man of God, you have the platform.
Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. We thank God for all that he's doing. And we honor him. We honor him. We honor him. We honor him for such a time as this. Listen, people of God, God is bringing us to a place in him where we should have been. And so we're redeeming time. We're redeeming time. And so we've been crying out and we've been saying, well, I want to do miracle signs and wonders. Well, the miracle signs and wonders are in the spirit realm. You got to go in the spirit and to be able to access what God is trying to do in this season. Amen. But we bless the Lord tonight. We thank God for all of you. We give God praise. If Minister Bradley don't mind me sharing our ministry's YouTube channel for those who want to watch us live on Saturdays.
Yes.
It's Elohim's Revival Center International. That's E.P.M. So that's Elohim's Revival Center International. Amen. And we thank God for the PNN Network. We thank God for the many nations that will reach the broadcast that will go further than where it's at now. We thank God for the leaders that will impact the souls that it will win. We thank God for those that will be birthed out in this place.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We thank God for those who will have accountability, for those of you that have ministries and those of you that are starting ministries. Make sure that you have a covering. Make sure you have a covering because you need covering and accountability. Because you cannot cover your people unless somebody is covering you. You got to have the covering that you need. You got to have somebody that's going to speak into your life, that's going to align your life. Pray and find you a leader, a man or woman of God that you can take correction from, one that you can take correction from. Because everybody, you ain't going to take to that again. Everybody you're not going to submit to. Everybody you're not going to obey to. But you got to find that one that you're willing to submit, lay your gifts aside, and say, you be my father, my mother in the gospel, and you lead me. Amen? But you got to be willing to be led and corrected and helped. Amen? Without further ado, we're going to close. Father, we ask you to bless this atmosphere and this line, oh God. Keep these people, oh God. God, we bind sickness, disease. We bind the spirit of death, oh God. We speak life over their lives, oh God. We cancel every assignment of the enemy, even now in the name of Jesus. We plead your blood right now, Father, over the lives of your people, oh God. Overturn every ill will and every wicked desire of the enemy now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and declare victory over the believer now in Jesus' name. Cover the woman of God. Strengthen her, oh God. Cover the staff. Cover the PNN network, God. Cover my leaders. Cover my staff, oh God. Cover those who allow my secretary, oh God, who's lost or whose children have lost their grandmother, oh God. And so, Father, we pray your strength over them now in the name of Jesus. Bind the will of the enemy today, God. Bring us listen now. Continue to cover Zacchaeus Moody, God. Strengthen Pastor Moody and cover her. Minister Aaron and Tree of Life and Bishop Tenham. Pastor Apostle Samuel Huggins James, Mother Carrie James, God, cover your people now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. God bless you tonight. We love you. Into the hands of Minister Bradley. We'll see you back here tomorrow night. Come prepared as we're going all the way in to the heart of God.
Amen. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. Glory to God, people of God. That does conclude tonight's broadcast. And as the man of God said, come on back tomorrow night. Amen. Glory be to God. Come on back. Don't forget to tell someone. Amen. Tell someone about this prophetic encounter and what the Lord is doing on this PNN network. God bless you. We do love you. That does conclude tonight's broadcast.
This session is no longer being recorded.
Goodbye.